Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
All right, the Joe Girardi Report is brought to you by your participating Tri-State Buick GMC dealership, by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich of the New York Yankees, by New York Community Bank and the NYCB family of banks. Visit them online at nycb.com, and by Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza, the preferred pizza of New York baseball. The manager of the Yankees is Joe Girardi. Joe, welcome. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. How are you?
All right, Joe, let me, instead of close with it, let me open with Hope Week. You guys, the Yankees do a very good job with this thing. You all get involved. You all do a lot of nice, touching things, so why don't we open with that?
Yeah, it's been a great week so far. Today we're honoring the Comedy Kids today, the two boys that were telling jokes up in Chappaqua for their sister who had brain cancer, diagnosed with pediatric brain cancer. And 2 years went by, and they had a bag full of change all over the place before their parents ever found out. And these two kids in the last couple of years have raised $20,000 for pediatric cancer.
Wow, that's great. How old are they, Joe?
Yeah.
How old are they?
They're eight.
8 years old. How good is that?
And the two boys, they're best friends, and they're in third grade, and their two sisters are best friends, and it's really kind of cool.
That is a nice thing. Good for them. I mean, that's really nice. And so they get to come to the ballpark and see the players and do some stuff today with the team.
Yeah, today they went with a bunch of the players. I think it was Gardner and Headley, Judge and Clifford, and maybe one other player. They went, took the kids and met the kids at the Jimmy Fallon set, and they also went to the Saturday Night Live set and told some jokes.
That's good for them. That's a nice story. It really is.
Yeah,
you know that's you guys find some interesting stuff with that stuff. You really,
yeah.
Do.
Jason Zillow and his staff does a wonderful job of finding these stories. Yesterday, I did it, with an amazing lady, Amy. She lost her leg when she was 21 years old in a motorcycle accident, and she runs marathons to raise money for children to do things to teach them to gain confidence through sports and self-esteem. And when I say she runs for money, she ran a 24-hour race in Arizona, and she ran 130 miles.
That's unbelievable.
I mean, it's absolutely crazy.
That is amazing.
So there was a little boy that is being fitted for his new prosthetic leg today because of this, and it's really amazing.
That is, it's amazing what a human being can do. You know that?
Yes.
It really is. You know, one coach said to me once, you know, I don't know if people don't realize they really don't get any. Do you ever worry about? I said to him once, do you ever worry about pushing guys too far? And he said, you don't even get anywhere near as far as you really can go as a human being, and it just shows that you don't. You know, because look how much these people overcome.
Yeah, and I think of Amy, you know, who. You know, it's she lost her leg basically from her knee down, and what she goes through in the training. She's in unbelievable shape, and just she started gaining attention through some of her racing, and she was the first amputee chosen for the men and women's national track and field team. I mean, that's how good she was, and just has won amazing awards, has won the ESPY Award, a Sullivan Award. So she said, I got to do more. And that's what she started doing, raising money for kids.
Unbelievable. So Hope Week, the Yankees, they do a great job with that. Now let's go back to the team. Yesterday, rolling along, and you haven't had a lot of games like that because your bullpen's been so good, but just rolling along last night, Montgomery rolling along. Next thing you know, boom, 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 and you're down.
Yeah, it's really surprising. You know, we gave up, I think, three or four homers in a hurry in a couple innings, and we were down 6-2.
And your bullpen hasn't given up homers all year. It really hasn't.
No, they've been tremendous. But you know, it's going to happen. You know, I was, you know, there was another game going on like ours, and Cleveland's playing Cincinnati, and their bullpen is outstanding, and it's 7-3. They're winning, and the next thing I know, it's 7-7.
Yep.
So it's going to happen every once in a while, and you know, we had a few guys give up home runs, so maybe it's out of their system for another month.
Well, Warren had been unhittable. He'd been amazing, yeah. And then he's had two out of his last three. He's had a couple of rough stops, you know.
Yeah.
But again, none of them are going to be perfect all year.
No, it's impossible. And I look at the, you know, the little blip that he had in Tampa. He wasn't hit hard. He wasn't. He gave up a couple runs, but wasn't hit hard. And that's going to happen, too. So it's just part of the game.
How about what have you learned about Montgomery so far this year?
Well, I think he's pretty calm. He's pretty calm out there. I think he has a good head on his shoulders. I think he's able to make adjustments. I think he has the ability to pitch with, you know, a number of pitches. And it's a young kid that has, you know, taken some big strides. You know, he struggled against Kansas City the last time, gave up, you know, a three-run homer, gave up some walks, a bunch of walks. He had command last night, so that's the big thing for me is his command.
He did have good command, and I've seen some things the last couple of starts. The two starts back, he struck out the side one inning where he looked really good using the fastball. You've seen glimmers of some really good stuff out of him the last couple of starts.
Yeah, I think he'll continue to make steps, and there's going to be some hiccups along the way. I mean, like I said, this is a young kid, but he continues to impress us.
Severino tonight has been good for the most part so far. What do you when you go into a game with him, especially against a veteran team like he sees tonight, what do you need from him? What do you need him to be on with tonight?
You know, he's got to command his fastball. I mean, that's the big thing. And he can expand with his slider to this club. I mean, this is a club that really likes to swing.
Likes to swing the bats, yep.
So understand that and know that, you know, there are no such things as get me over sliders or I'm just going to try to get ahead with a fastball. You got to make pitches. And if you make pitches, you can get some quick outs because they're aggressive.
From the first time through an interpreter, it sounded like Tanaka was admitting he really is a little lost right now. Where is Tanaka?
Yeah, he's trying to make some adjustments. You know, I think when you're struggling like he is, you need to have some success to feel like, okay, I got this. I understand what I need.
Even if you're Tanaka, even if you're that good.
Yeah, I mean, when you struggle for a while, you have to have some success. So I think his start tomorrow is really important for him.
Yeah, and what do you see when you look on the video? What do you see? Do you see something missing? Do you see it? Is it obvious or is it something that is not so obvious?
Well, I think his split has been inconsistent, and his slider had been fairly non-existent until his last start, which it was better. So to me, that was a good sign. Even though he gave up a bunch of runs, I thought that was a good sign.
Gleyber Torres goes now to AAA. People now want to talk about him all the time.
Right.
What do you hear about him that you can tell us that's actual fact, that is not the urban legend about him?
Well, I'm going by with what I saw in spring training. And I thought it was a young man that really knew how to play the game where the game was pretty slow for him. It didn't speed up for him. And, you know, there's obviously little things that all players have to improve on, but I think he's done a good job of playing all over the infield. He's played at second, short, and third, short being his natural position. I think he knows how to grind out at-bats, what he needs to do in a certain at-bat. And I think he's continued to do that in the minor leagues.
This is a guy who, I mean, this is can't-miss player. I mean, there's no one ever says anything except can't-miss about this player. He's got that written all over him. I mean, do you get the idea he wouldn't even be overwhelmed if he was here now?
I don't think he would be. I think when he eventually gets here, he's got some guys to lean on, too. He's got some young players that have been through some ups and downs and he can lean on that are there to help him. But I think he has a pretty good head on his shoulders that he'll be able to handle it.
Have you ever seen Gaudy any more zoned in than he is right now?
No, never. You know, maybe for a series or there was a month, though, a couple of years ago.
He hit a lot of homers. He did hit a lot of homers, yeah. And he has here again. He's hit a lot of home runs of late. He really has.
And he got Yu Darvish like three times in a matter of 7 or 8 days, and Yu eventually hit him in Texas, and I believe it was on purpose. But he was really locked in that month, too.
You know, that catch Judge made was off Longoria, who has just really taken the tag as the ultimate Yankee killer. He really is amazing, right? If that guy has one chance in a game to wreck you, he's going to wreck you. That's all there is to it. He gets you every time.
He was hitting, what, 220 when we got there?
Yeah,
he was four for five the first night.
He wouldn't be in the majors if he wasn't playing against the Yankees. I'm telling you, the guy is amazing. It doesn't matter what's going on. He's going to get a hit every time up in a big spot against the Yankees.
It sure does. I mean, he really is a great player, and I was shocked when I saw he was hitting 220. I mean, because he's that good, and he's not going to stay there. But he seemed to heat up against us, that's for sure.
That was some catch, though. You know, that it really was. I didn't think he had a chance to catch that ball.
Maybe that's, you know, that's good for us to get him back a little bit.
Yeah, well, you did. You got him that day, you know, and your bullpen held up good as far as that. And how about Didi? Didi's on fire, too.
Yeah, Didi's just a really good player. I mean, he's really grown up. He's a really good player. And, you know, you can count on Didi day in and day out that he's going to play short and he's going to give you good advance.
You know, up the middle, you got two guys. You got a keystone combination there at second and short, hitting 335 between them. I mean, that's not too bad.
No, I mean, I'll sign up for that any day.
I mean, it's unbelievable. I know they're good friends. I know they're buddies and stuff. But boy, they're both happy when they're both hitting in the mid 330s.
Yes. Well, everybody's happy.
Yeah, including you.
Yes.
All right. Update on Bird, if anything.
Bird is doing well. He will leave Sunday for Tampa. Do a couple workouts there. A simulated game, and then I think the hope is that he'll play Thursday in Tampa.
Thursday in Tampa. And Chapman?
Chapman should start a throwing program on Saturday. He'll see the doctor on Friday, and we'll go from there.
And does that mean anything as far as timing or nothing yet?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.